Hey guys, this is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio. I hope you had a good week. It's nice to be with you again, and thanks for sharing your time with us. I really appreciate it. Hope everything's going well for you. This is a, for those of you who are new, this is a new show, but it's not like where we try to talk at super high speed where you can't even hear us because we're trying to cover everything that happened during the week. If you want comprehensive news, go to the news station that I can't mention. We don't want to get knocked off the air by the AI bots that are reviewing us and listening carefully all the time. So, but they're not really that smart. So that what we're recommending is the first part of the word information. And then after that, you have the word wars. And you can probably figure out how to put that together. It's still findable on BitChute and on its own website. The BitChute site is a guy named Ron. His last name is Gibson, and he puts it up 6 days a week without most of the commercial breaks. You can listen to it faster. Or a lot of other small independent news reporters all around the world doing a great job. We'd spend the whole hour listing them to talk about them, but they're easy to find. And that's for the regular, honest news, not the mainstream news, not the regular news stations. But what we're doing on this one, just this little short bit of an hour every week, is just to review some of the implications, you know, of what's been happening during the past week and what the overall lesson and meaning to some of it is. And so it just strikes me that what jumps out at me really is that if you were like visiting here from another planet or civilization or dimension or something, and you were saying, oh, this is a really neat, you know, species of beings called, they call themselves human beings. And, but something's weird about it. It's like they're trying to kill themselves and their entire environment, destroy the planet, at least all the life on it. And that seems a little strange that a whole group of beings would be trying to destroy themselves and that's their main project. And it's almost like in the Superman series when Krypton was counting down to explosion, except that was some kind of an internal problem with the physical planet, I guess. I don't know all the details of what destroyed Krypton, right? Maybe some of you do, but on Earth, it seems to be that there's nothing like that happening that we know of anyway, and that the humans are doing it themselves to make sure they all get destroyed anyway, even without the chain reaction that was happening on Krypton. So we're going to look at that a little bit, see how that's happening. And I will say, you know, to note that there's still a good end possible. So don't get discouraged with going over what's actually going on right now, because a lot of it is pretty stressful and a lot of people are being victimized by it. In fact, almost everybody. But that doesn't mean it can't be turned around. And I think that's the really important thing about the so-called news, not just to understand what's happening, but say, okay, well, if all this stuff is happening, what does that mean for us to do? What's coming up and what discretion do we have in changing the outcome for the better? If you care about yourself, hopefully you do, and for kids and for other people on the world and for the generations that haven't gotten born yet, then the bottom line, really simple, even if there's hundreds of hours of news stories to analyze, so what's going to happen and what's our potential in it? And being able to look at what's going on that's really negative is not a negative thing to do. In fact, it's strategically valuable to understand what's going on around us. And it doesn't mean that you have to see, one of the programs is that if we look at things that are happening that are destructive, excuse me, and there's a lot of those going on, then we have to feel despairing because it's so bad, or you have to feel terrified, really angry and just exploding in yourself with frustration. And you don't have to feel any of that stuff. It's all totally voluntary, and it's a complete fraud that if A is happening, you have to feel B. We've been trained that way our whole lives, but that's not true. And most of the feelings, especially fear, that we've been trained to carry with us all the time, are totally destructive. I mean, I know there are people arguing that fear is really important because you get to run away from the monster faster or fight harder or something like that, but it's not. Fear ties up your energy, ties you up in knots, in fact, and it wipes you out much faster. You get exhausted without even doing anything, just from the exhaustion of being fearful all the time. That's why you were trained to be fearful all the time, okay? So that you would be ineffective in making things better. It's not by mistake. And the same with just exploding anger. If you carry that with you all the time, your opponent doesn't have to do anything. You just exhaust yourself. So it's not required that we have these extreme emotional reactions when we look at what's happening. Good general in the field doesn't really do that and stays really focused, calm, saves the energy, and then uses it in the best possible way. And I'm just suggesting we do that. This is not exactly that kind of a battle situation, because the people in charge of all the negative things that are happening in the world, which are very, very coordinated at the top, they want us to feel that we have to attack head on. And that's what they're ready, that's what they're expecting, that's what they're wanting, and that's when they get to play with their new weapons. And that's really not, you know, the most brilliant thing on our part. It's like in that movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson that I thought was kind of a good movie. It's pretty violent, but it's got some good points in it. And in the beginning, the American colonists were standing up to the redcoats in lines, and the redcoats would just kill them all. Some of the redcoats would be destroyed too, but it wasn't going to go well. And then they finally figured out that you don't just attack head on. You're in your own territory and you know it well, and you just use it to your advantage. And that's in a way the situation that we're in now. But it's not, the objective is not to destroy the other side. The objective is to heal the whole situation, and that's really different. Another program that we've been trained to accept is that the heroes are all killers, right? Even women now, and the archetypes in Hollywood and government-backed programs to show you what you're supposed to be like. Even the women are supposed to be killers. And lately, making the women into heroes in some of the big movies, they just made the women really great killers. You're supposed to believe that's what a hero is. But actually, you have a lot deeper purpose than that, that is a lot more effective, and that's why you're trained to forget it. So we're interested in remembering what that is. But first, let's take a look at, since we're talking about the news, what's going on. How are people carrying out the will of the top-level rulers? Even though we're not supposed to be doing that to ourselves, we are. So one of the big ones is motivated by money, and it's putting it as the number one priority, to the point that you will cause intentional pain and suffering and death and destruction, or work for somebody who's doing that, even if it's helping to destroy the world, so that you'll have money and prestige and power and perks of all kinds. And we do need money to live in the modern world, but convenience leads to working for big companies that are busy destroying the world, and there may be better alternatives to that. Some of them, examples of that are obvious if you look around at even considering the basic life components biologically, like air and water and food and things like that. Look at how those are being compromised, and people are being hired to help destroy our own life support system. So air, for example, you see people making a living flying jets at high altitude, spraying toxic metals with bioweapons worldwide now, every day. That's really strange. That's one of those things that the alien race, and I don't mean alien bad, I mean just different race coming from another planet, would say, why are these people doing that? They're actually using their technology to fly airplanes over their own heads dump poison on it, poison the land and the water and everything else and the air. And they do this every day, and it's a tremendous job and a big investment of money, and they just do it diligently. And at the same time, other people are making their living in the media, busy saying, oh, don't pay any attention to those airplanes, the air chemical air raid over your head every day. It's nothing to pay attention to. Get back to your television and whatever you're supposed to do during the day and pay no attention to all that. So those guys are complicit, and some of them are making lots of money at it. And they're wanting to terrify you about global warming and climate change. And the weird thing about that, as we've said before, and we just talked with Alex Newman, recently recorded a show with him, and they were having this big climate change conference. In fact, that's going to be on this Sunday. You might want to watch or listen to it as your situation allows. It was really an interesting report right from Poland that we got from Alex, who's been on the other Alex's show a lot and also on ours. But those guys are falling right into the trap of saying, we have to panic about global warming and about climate change. The reason that's a trap is because even if the climate change is real, which it happens to be real, if you fall into that, they're saying, okay, to solve it, we just want this massive amount of money from all your countries, and we'll pay it to this new kind of stock exchange that's based on carbon credits, and then it's going to be great. The climate will never change again, which is completely ridiculous, right? But people are, if they're following orders, they're so scared that they'll pay money to anybody who says that they'll fix it. Anyway, climate change, the dangerous kind of climate change that endangers all life on the earth is real, okay? Even though it's fraud, when the UN-backed groups bring it up, it's real physically because it's being created by the high-altitude jets spraying the toxic metals, and they're changing the weather patterns. They're creating droughts and floods and separation of heat and cold into more severe extremes. Doing all kinds of things, putting explosive metal on forests, and I mean, it's just quite amazing. And they're blaming it on you for burning oil in your car. And crude oil makes gasoline, so you're burning oil that way, and using an air conditioner, and the electric power, a lot of it runs off coal or other forms of energy, and they say you should stop using all the energy. And see, again, there's a double meaning to that, because even though they're running a fraud for enslavement and extermination of life, it's really true that burning crude oil for energy is not brilliant at all, and it's very dirty, it's inefficient, it's been unnecessary for at least the last 100 years, excuse me, in recent times. The last 100 years. And if you want details of that, look at the work of Dr. Stephen Greer, which we've had a couple of shows about that on Lost Arts Radio. You can see him in the archives for free. And he's got very high-level military clearance people, way above the level of president. Yeah, they do go way above that, saying, yeah, we've been working with this technology. The government mastered gravity control in the 50s. They've got craft that don't need fuel. They've got electrical generation technology that's totally clean, keeps going with no fuel input, doesn't cost anything. Stuff like that that they forgot to mention and are hiding it from you so that they can blame you for using oil while they use it as an excuse for fighting wars. This is all extremely self-destructive. But look at what Stephen Greer's got on YouTube. It's really interesting. I should say Dr. Stephen Greer. So the people who think that doctor matters will also want to watch him. I think it's worth it. And then that's about air. If you look at water, people are making lots of money through the cities in the fluoride industry. And the fluoride, what they call fluoride, is not the inert type that's in the ground. It's an extremely available type called hydrofluorosilicic acid or something like that. And it's actually two acids together. Very nasty stuff. It's got a skull and crossbones on the drums that it comes in. It'll burn into concrete if you drop it, a little bit of it on the ground. If you want details on that, look at the work of Dr. Paul Connett, another doctor, including the Lost Arts Radio archive of our show with him. He's an amazing guy and really brilliant. But fluoride, they already know all about it. It causes bone cancer and other kinds of cancer and organ damage and lowers IQs and has never helped teeth at all. Even the CDC has that information right on their own website, because when they point to the years in the U.S., for example, that they use fluoride and the dental damage dropped, in the countries that didn't use fluoride in that year, it dropped the same amount. So it just shows no benefit from fluoride at all. And they just keep doing it. Most of the dentists are using it. Even the ones who are somewhat holistic are putting this stuff in people's mouths. And it's just pretty incredible. That shows the power of programming, especially in higher education, medical school, dental school, PhD school, other medical personnel. And our friend also that we can't mention because he's banned off this platform and a bunch of others. His first name is Mike, and his last name, if you separate that so the bots don't pick it up easily, is Adams. And he's just put out a movie, a documentary actually, that is called Biosludged. I recommend that you watch it. The price to watch it is zero. It's free. So go to biosludged.com. BIOSLUDGED, Biosludged at the end, .com. And it's a sickening movie, but it's really well done. And what it's about is the EPA. And the EPA, as everybody knows, is there to save the world and protect us from anything dangerous in the environment. So if EPA has approved stuff, you know it's totally safe. And probably effective, too. Everything's always safe and effective if it is going to kill you. You know, that's kind of the code word. And what Mike found out are the people who made this movie, he talked to them and interviewed them, really did a great job. And they said, yeah, EPA has put out a policy, a ruling, that all of the cities in their so-called sewage treatment plants. You know, you've heard of those. It's what makes all the sewage totally safe for the environment. The EPA has issued a policy for the whole country, as far as I know. It sounded like that in the movie, that they separate the water from the sludge, right? And then they get it's really bad stuff. It's not just human waste. It's all kinds of drugs from the medical industry. Every kind of imagined pollutant that you can think of. And EPA is telling people in factories and stuff to pour it into the sewer system, the waste that their factory generates. And so they put the untreated sludge, they dry it and grind it up and put it right on the land. And some of them sell it. There's a brand called Milorganite and some other ones that were shown in the documentary that this is what they are. And they're called organic. It's really, really a bad scam, you know, giving a terrible name to organic. And they're putting it on the land so it goes back into the food and water supply. And this is another thing that the visitors from another planet would not imagine that anybody would ever do. And especially their own government in a country like America, or possibly being done in a bunch of other places. I just know it's true in the U.S. And they're doing this on purpose, and it's a way for the corrupt EPA to spread disease. And there's a lot of great people working in that agency, like there are in all the others, but the people at the top are coming up with these policies at the orders from people above them that they probably don't understand who they're actually working for. They probably wouldn't even believe it if they knew, because it's way above the level that people know about in general. And then, you know, I mentioned that the drugs are in the sewage that's going out onto the land. There needs to be some pretty massive protests about this stuff. And the medical drug industry, which we have instead of a health industry, is responsible for a lot of the super dangerous quality of sewage sludge because the drugs that people take and go back out into the sewer system all get mixed together and then put on the land and go into the water. It's not good. If you're using city water, if you have no choice, and most people are herded into cities at this point, then Alex is really right. You need to filter that water with the most efficient possible filter you can get. And I think they have some at his site, actually, and also at Health Ranger site and other good ones like that. And for bathing, also, you don't want to bathe in water that contains fluoride, chlorine, and all this other garbage. It goes right through your skin into your body. Your skin's not like metal or something. It's porous. And so that's why patches for birth control or getting over smoking and stuff like that, why they work, just by putting them on your skin, because they go right into your blood. They don't even go through your stomach like if you swallowed it. It goes more directly into the blood. So filter your water. That's my suggestion as a safety measure against this kind of insanity that's going on, malicious insanity. So the medical industry, and under the following the direction to get everybody addicted to multiple medical drugs as their business model. This is really an example of the whole money thing gone crazy, because the way the business model in the medical industry works, you don't want medicines that would cure a disease, because it would ruin the business. You know, if all these drives against cancer and stuff, they're all fake. And they have runs and stuff while they feed people junk food, celebrating all the great work they're doing. They probably don't know any better, a lot of the people carrying it out. But at the top, I suspect they're laughing, because none of this stuff is valid. So anyway, the drugs go into the water supply, and it needs to be filtered if you're going to use it. Not to mention lead and things from old pipe systems and all that. And that's air and water. But if you look at food, it's the same situation. There are people making money off the processed food business. And even the really advanced real health teachers, Matt Monarch, Dr. Cousins, Dr. Group, a lot of the great teachers of health who are not pushing drugs, they're saying that processed food is probably right up at the top of the few major causes of degenerative disease. And one reason that people don't notice that the cause and effect relationship is because there's a time lag between when you start eating the processed food and 15 years later when you get cancer or some other disease. And because there's a gap there, and then you go to the doctor and the doctor says, no connection. I remember when one of the nurses was on our Sunday night show and exposing what they were doing with injecting premature babies with things that were going to kill a certain percentage of them, and they knew it, and they would just get the emergency room ready. And she said what the doctors are taught is this little mantra that you remember. You know, what they think the education is actually a series of memorizing complex things. And one of the things they memorize is a little saying is true, true, unrelated. In other words, yeah, that's happening. The people are eating processed food, which is not nourishing them, and it's poisoning their bodies. And yeah, it's true, they're all getting degenerative disease, and it's off the chart. The curve is going up like that. It's not genetic, obviously, but there's no relation between processed food and disease. That's completely false. And if you're highly educated, it's really hard for you to understand it. But even doctors can get their common sense back. And the ones I mentioned are good examples. There's many others. So anyway, making money in the processed food business is spreading chronic disease and susceptibility to infectious disease, which goes right together in a great plan with putting biosludge on the land and spreading all these pathogens and all this rotten material and all kinds of factory waste and stuff. But the chemical agriculture business is helping also. Those were never mentioned as, never needed. As I had mentioned before, Justice von Liebig, who's considered to be the father of modern chemical agriculture, near the end of his life said, oh, sorry about the chemical fertilizer thing, that was a mistake. And of course, wasn't listened to. And at this point, fertilizers and pesticides and even more GMOs are being spread all over the whole planet. And it does make money, but at the top, it's not about money at all. That's another long story. So the agriculture industry is primarily not feeding the world. It's destroying health and destroying not only health of humans, but all the creatures in the biosphere in general. And again, the media steps in and says, we have the best agriculture in history and it's feeding the world and all these lives are being saved from starvation because of GMOs and stuff like that. And the medical industry will say that there's no relation between food and disease, except make sure you get enough calories and do the basic food groups. No mention of GMOs, no mention of chemical fertilizers, no mention of organic food, that sort of thing. Except they are behind the scenes trying to destroy the standards for organic food in America, bit by bit as they can. That was always the plan, is to for the USDA to take over organic and then own the term, basically, which, you know, we were growing organic food in the 60s before there was an organic program of USDA, and it was really good. So they took over the term, and the idea was to dilute the meaning of it until all the organic food people who thought they were eating good food are actually eating junk. That's their goal. They're not quite there yet, so it's still way better to buy organic food than it is chemically grown food. But basically, the medical industry and the agriculture industry are working together to destroy life on the planet, and the media is helping to make sure nobody notices it. People in government, corporations, banks, they all get in on the upper levels of this stuff and they turn off their conscience. I think one of the famous Danish bankers, Ronald, what's his last name? I don't remember. Anyway, we're going to have him on probably next month as a guest. He was a higher level banker who, Ronald Bernard. And he was a Danish banker, I believe. And he got into the kind of beginning higher levels of banking where banking is not just they have a bunch of money stored in the bank and they lend it to you because they like you so much. It's not exactly like that. Although the local people in the banks are usually great and have nothing to do with the bad motives of the top people. But at the top, they are doing unbelievable stuff that most people wouldn't imagine. It's not about even money at the very top. And then along with this, coordinating with it, people in what's called education are brainwashing the kids and the adults and teaching mental confusion and misinformation. And, you know, you've been watching stories like in the U.S. and other places too with the equivalent of what's called Common Core. And that's that, you know, like 2 + 2 doesn't have to be 4. That's a really rigid, probably racist, I don't know, way of thinking, that you should be more open-minded and let the child realize that 2 + 2 can equal whatever they're actually comfortable with and they can justify. And basically teaching all kinds of mental confusion and misinformation, and on the philosophical basis, the educational system is teaching communism and globalism and the idea that individual countries is bad. That's on the media, on the news media now, in mainstream news, that if you have an individual country, that is fascist, actually, right? And that you should open your borders. The United Nations is definitely working on that. There's still these invasion forces, basically made up of people who are just super poor and looking for money and work and things like that. They've been paid for and organized by the United Nations and NGOs and Soros groups and things like that. And they come up all the way, while they're organized mostly in Honduras in the Western Hemisphere, and they come up through Mexico with all the logistical support paid for by the UN, which means largely by U.S. taxpayers, to invade themselves, basically. And they bring a certain number of women and children with them to show to the media for pictures so that they can see that having borders is immoral and mean to all these women and children. And then the main body of them, which is 90% mostly military-age men, get to break through, except the current president is trying to prevent that from happening. And the entire Democrat Party in the U.S. is making the president out to be a fascist dictator because he wants the border secured. It's really beyond insanity. And most of the people in the other major party in the U.S., the Republicans, are just completely going along with it. And they basically do almost nothing because they're paid off and bribed and blackmailed and things. And they have very little that they do, too. So the president, who's from outside that structure, tries to do things. And everybody around him is there to prevent him from getting anything he wants done. But he's trying. So that's a big drama that's playing out in the U.S. right now. And meanwhile, the educational system is teaching that globalism is the way to go. It's going to give world peace, just like the basic idea of the United Nations is that they made believe in the beginning in 1945 when they were formed that, well, we're just going to get the nations to cooperate, which everybody thought was great, and I still do. But their real goal is to eliminate nations and have one centralized global tyranny that nobody can question, completely controlling speech, actions, in line with Agenda 21, making sure that you live in what's called a human settlement, which means a very densely packed city environment under total surveillance and control. Tom DeWeese has talked a lot about that. AmericanPolicy.org is a great site to go to and see what he's doing. He's really done great work exposing Agenda 21 and the things that go with that. But the educational system is teaching that everybody should be fearful and hating each other and divided between so-called races. And I say so-called because the whole race thing is completely stupid. I mean, if we fall for that, we're so out of it. Because humans probably all started in the same place, most likely Southern Africa. And then some groups migrated out of there to extreme northern and southern latitudes. And the way your body works, it's just biology. When you go to a place where you're not getting the sunlight that you need, because our normal environment was tropical, and when you go away from sunlight exposure, your body says, I need this sun. I really need it, just like plants do almost. And so it starts eliminating the melanin in the skin and making the color lighter. It doesn't mean you're some kind of different animal. And even if you were, there's no need not to cooperate and appreciate each other anyway. It's really stupid to be racist. And that's why the media wants us to do it, because they're being ordered by above them to make sure that we are divided so we can be conquered and exterminated. So my suggestion is forget the racism thing and just don't do it. And it's not, the media says it's only racist when you're against people with darker skin. No, it's racist when you're against anybody for any racial reason whatsoever, even light skin, dark skin, whatever. Or even if you think they're good because they're a certain race, that's racist too. And any amount of intelligence that you've got, you just drop that whole thing and work on yourself, you know, become a better person. Stop blaming everybody else and having the division thing. This plays right into the hands of the people who don't mean you any good. And it's probably not a good idea to do. Same with fear being promoted by the media. They even want to make you afraid, terrified of weather now. And fear and helplessness, and it's connected to self-hate. Because if you hate yourself, which most people are being trained to do now, you're automatically going to hate everybody else because you don't feel good. And that's what comes out of it. Hate the idea of countries. We talked about that. Total trust of authority. That means the people who are telling you that global warming and climate change are going to kill you. So you have to either kill yourself or give up all your rights or both, whatever comes first. Those are not really good authorities to believe. And in fact, a lot of times talking about health issues on other shows, I mentioned that I trust government completely. It's just that you have to translate most of what they say. So if they say something will kill you, probably it's going to be really good for you. And if they say something is essential for your life, good chance it'll kill you. And there's lots of examples of that. And not all the time. So you have to check it on your own. Because by mistake or for some other nefarious reason. They may say something true, but it's the exception rather than the rule. Big emphasis on gender confusion now, because if they can make people think everybody think they're the wrong sex, and now they're taking it as far as in the UK and Europe, and they want to bring it into America. 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, they're saying, well, you're probably not the gender you think you are. But don't worry, because we can give you these toxic chemicals and it'll destroy your whole hormone system. And then we can do surgery on you and it's really going to be great. And they're actually doing that. I've heard of it in UK specifically, but it's probably other places too. And if the parents object that you're making, you know, chopping your kids up and making them into a fake version of the other sex, because you can't really do it, okay? The DNA is all, every cell in your body has DNA that identifies what sex you really are. But they're teaching the kids this isn't true. And if the parents object, they can send CPS or the equivalent in their own country to come kidnap your kids. This is actually happening. And it's good for us to be aware of that. And if your kids, especially small kids, are in public school, I would think that it would be a really good idea for you to be involved, visit, meet the teachers, show up unexpectedly, go to the assemblies, go to the school board meetings or whatever. And if you find out it's too damaging and dangerous, and they're moving toward giving injections of toxic chemicals to your kids to give them immunity, which doesn't work anyway, you might want to think of a different alternative other than that school. But they're totally into breaking up families. And the students, by the time they get to university level, many of them are so brainwashed, they think they are going to save the earth by killing everybody who disagrees with them. And they have groups like Antifa that are out on the street attacking people with weapons, especially women and kids, in order to fight fascism. And anybody that believes that kind of junk is not even those kids' fault. It's not, or even the crazy professors that come from these universities that believe the same thing. It's not really their fault, because they're totally brainwashed victims, and a lot of them actually think that they're saving the world. It's kind of fun, they get to beat up people who can't fight back, but the really important thing is they are working for a higher cause like communism, where they can just destroy their country. And in fact, the Communist Party and its followers are very active in America and much of Europe, actually. And in America, to try to let the huge illegal alien forces in across the southern border, they've been chanting things like no border, no wall, no USA at all. And the insane Democrat Party is saying, as soon as we get in, the leader of it, Pelosi, and others are saying, as soon as we get into Congress on January 2nd or 3rd, I forget which one of those days, it's one of those two, then we would just be willing to shut down the U.S. government indefinitely just to make sure that there's no wall built so that the millions of people can just pour in and create utopia like they did in Venezuela and like the communists did in Venezuela, Argentina, and North Korea, and communist China, places like that. So there's a lot of insanity going on, and in the system, nobody takes responsibility for what's happening, and everybody blames somebody else. If this momentum in all these things happening continues unbroken, then if it really does, it's pretty serious, you guys. It's like life on this planet, for now anyway, will be over. And I'm not saying that you're over. I'm saying life on this planet, you're not going to be able to be here anymore. And the dreaded D word, you know, you might die, you might be dead. I have kind of an outside of the box attitude toward that. You can't be dead. You're not this costume that you're wearing right now. And I know a lot of people say, what? No, that's exactly who I am. And, you know, what kind of crazy stuff is that? It's coming from other places. I'm not just talking off the top of my head some crazy stuff. You're not going to be dead, but you're not going to be here anymore. you're going to change form. But where you go is a whole other issue. But wherever that is, even though we're not these beautiful costumes that we have, that's not who you are. We're made out of consciousness, not matter. But my personal preference, anyway, is that because we've got the opportunity here right now, and this place is incredible, and the world is full of beauty, that's one thing that makes it so painful and hard sometimes to be here, is if it was all like, you know, out and out hell, nothing but fire and brimstone and horrors every direction, I think it would be easier. But the hard thing here is to see incredible beauty degenerate and be destroyed. But my personal preference is we make things better here, here and now, really, for ourselves, for you, for the other people that you care about, for the generations that are trying to come in after kids being born now. Suffering, which is rampant and being intentionally spread all over the world and intensified by those in charge, it doesn't feel good. I'm sure you've noticed that. And it's not our first choice. So we're all connected to each other. And that's a deep understanding. Even the so-called bad guys that are playing that role, who don't know who they really are, and they're totally convinced they're, you know, the embodiment of evil, and they just want to create as much harm as they can. They're, a lot of them are very brilliant intellectually, but they're not too brilliant in reality, because they don't understand if you harm, intentionally cause pain and destruction and death to other people because of our connection on a level that's not physical, you hurt yourself. There's no way out of that. And so it's not a matter of hating those people in positions of power. They're total victims, and they need to be woken up, and in one of those, because underneath they're the same as all of us. And the only way we have a chance to that is not going and attacking them, but making a change in ourselves. It reminds me of Michael Jackson's song, Man in the Mirror, or Woman in the Mirror, or Child in the Mirror, as the case may be. That's where the hidden power point is. Once you know how connected we are, if the rulers ever find that out, you can't intentionally do harm anymore. You feel like you don't want to do what you used to do. Everybody makes some kind of mistake in the beginning. So the top-level rulers, though, running the show now and tying together all these programs like the chemtrails, which are absolutely real. I mean, anybody that can move their head on about a 20-degree angle and look at the sky and not be totally brainwashed, you can see what's going on. We've had Russ Tanner and other people on the air talking about the fact that these white trails that come out behind planes, the new jet engines don't do that anymore, and they haven't for a long time. Those are not ice crystals. This is really hard for people to grasp, because they get scared and think, well, no, wait a minute. If that's true, what else that I believe might actually be something else? And it's too much for them. But some of us are realizing, look, it's not really going to help to run away or hide our eyes or something like that. The top-level rulers running these shows, tying together the chemical agriculture and the drug medicine and the nuclear power, which is insane, guarantee of disaster eventually. And they knew that when they set it up. It wasn't like a surprise. These guys at the top are very smart on that level. And they know that a nuclear power plant will eventually have a disaster. That's why they created them. It's hard for people to grasp it, but it's really not that complicated. So they're very intelligent, but not very smart in the way that I was talking about, because they don't understand you kill anyone else without need and other than in self-defense that is unavoidable. And you are definitely setting yourself up for an experience to teach you why you don't do that. your own consciousness takes care of that, but that's another story. Anyway, the rulers are the ones in reality most caught in the fake programs. Any of us could be in their shoes, and if we were in their position with their mind, their brain, and their body, their experiences, their history, their things that they've learned, we'd be doing what they're doing. So once you realize that, you're not arrogant anymore. You're not saying, oh, those terrible, bad people, if we just destroy all of them, everybody will be fine. That's the way they want you to think. It's like in Star Wars when the Emperor wanted Luke to kill his father and said, I can feel your hate, you know, and he was actually feeding off of that. That's what the power structure wants. And they're actually revving that up, wanting revolt, because then they can justify wiping out everybody that's doing it and say, see, they were crazy, and now we're going to protect you and make world peace with global tyranny. It's going to be great. So I'm suggesting not to fall for that. So our job, once we realize the extent of the bad things that are going on, the reaction we need to have is not about blame or justice. In other words, enjoying the punishment of the so-called bad people. It's about healing and breaking the whole vicious cycle so it doesn't happen anymore, not continuing the feud forever. So how do we do that? We just talked about most of the great jobs that are out there now, and most of the great careers are the ones that pay well are working for destructive corporations involved in really making a mess in the world. And it's understandable that people take those jobs because they need the money. So really, it's not their fault. They're pressured and brainwashed into that. A lot of us are in some way. And the programs that all these government and corporations are implementing are coming from levels much higher up that they don't understand. And at the top is the most brainwashed of all. Their whole focus is destruction and harm and causing suffering, and they're sure that their programs cannot be stopped at this point and by any obvious means. And they're probably correct, I would say, that, you know, if you just look at trying to stand up directly against those forces, I don't think that's going to have a good outcome. It kind of reminds me of you know, what we talked about in the movie The Patriot, where Mel Gibson is leading the American revolutionaries against the Redcoats, and in the beginning they're just standing up against them in a line and they're all getting killed, and it's not really brilliant, and he explains that. Or remember the Death Star in Star Wars. It was this giant thing the size of a moon, and it was built to destroy planets, and there was no way to fight against it. And it seemed invincible, complete like the power structure today does, but it wasn't. And in our case, too, there are ways to succeed that are not the obvious ones, and very powerful, but not in a destructive sense, in a healing sense. Now, I can't say too much about them here if we want to stay on the air, because they're real. If we wake up, which is the main thing that the rulers are afraid of, then their game is over. And waking up, I should say, doesn't just mean being able to recite all the bad things that are happening and say, well, yeah, all over Europe, there millions of people have been brought into these countries that break down borders, and they're having this crazy conference on how to control everybody to save the earth and fight global warming and climate change. And, you know, the UK, oh, I should mention, by the way, that something that actually was interesting this week, the UK and France both being controlled by really maliciously insane leaders, tried to get them out of power. Theresa May in England, that's been trying, here, one of her main objectives is to prevent Brexit, right? The maintenance of the UK as an independent country, called Brexit because they got put into this agreement in the EU, which is an unelected power structure. It's basically a tyranny telling all of Europe what to do, including the UK. And the people in the UK voted to get out of it, as you probably know, years ago, and it hasn't happened. And the current leader, Theresa May, has been trying to make sure it never happens. And the people are starting to realize, wait a minute, maybe she's not really trying to help us. It's funny, it takes people so long to realize that authority figures might be working intentionally to destroy them. But that's the rule rather than the exception, unfortunately. And both the victims and the rulers are brainwashed to play their parts by a higher level of power structure above elected leaders. And that one intends destruction. So they get the leaders of countries like Theresa May and Emmanuel Macron to follow their orders to enslave and then eventually destroy their people. And the people in France, too, finally started realizing, you know, if the election that got Macron in power was valid, and I don't know if it is, if it was, they realized, maybe we shouldn't be having him as our leader because he's almost destroyed the country at this point, raising taxes to the point where nobody can pay them. He recently decided that the taxes on fuel should be way higher than they are so nobody could afford it, so that they could fund a new exchange like a stock exchange, but it's based on carbon credits to save the world from global warming and climate change. And there are all these people who've already set these things up ready to make billions of dollars. And the people are saying, wait a minute, that would be really bad. And there's this new group called the Yellow Vests, because they wear these yellow vests like a city worker out in traffic or something. And they're saying, no, we don't want the taxes to just destroy us economically and pay for the saving us from climate change. But we also don't want open borders, because if you do that, it's really not what they call rocket science. If you don't have borders, your country's gone. And Macron, under the influence of the EU and the UN and other criminal organizations like that, was saying, yeah, we need to bring in hundreds of millions more in order to have France be what it's supposed to be. And Africa's the new heart of France. And I mean, crazy stuff. Africa needs to be Africa, and France needs to be France. And then they need to cooperate independently, not be merged so that you both cultures are gone. And the people were finally starting to realize that a little bit. And yes, I know, there are lots of countries in Africa. I didn't think that Africa was a country, just to clarify that. But there are a lot of countries within Africa that they're drawing on for the people to invade France and a lot of parts of Europe to destroy the culture. People who hate those European countries and will take them apart, just like the people from Honduras and South America come burning the flags of America to invade and destroy America with the help of the American Communist Socialist and Democratic Party. Same thing in Europe. And the people in France were realizing that's probably not a really smart thing to do if we want to live through it. And other parts of Europe and the UK now were putting on the yellow vests and having the same thing. So there is a movement to call into question the authorities. And in France, they actually brought in armored vehicles from the EU army that is supposed to not exist to fight against the yellow vest protesters. And but people are kind of upset about that. There wasn't supposed to be an EU army, and it's clear that there is one that's going to try to forcibly prevent other European countries from getting away from the EU. So this conflict is rising in both Europe and in the U.S., and where about half of the people believe the brainwashing on television, and the other people are starting to realize it's none of it's true, and that breeds conflict. But it's not a healing type resolving solution. So what I'm saying is that, yeah, there was a way to destroy the Death Star in Star Wars. There's a way to turn around the negative momentum on our planet right now too. It's not a what they call a chain reaction. This was a big term in the old movies. It's not a chain reaction like inside of Krypton, where no matter what they did, the planet was going to blow up. It's human. And what the global rulers are most afraid of, more than anything else, certainly more than any kind of resistance, is that you become conscious of who you actually are. It's, as I was trying to say, it's not being awake is not being able to list, well, let's see, there's chemtrails going on, there's chemical agriculture, there's nuclear power plants, there's all this different stuff. That's intellectually being aware enough to write a list. They're not worried about that. What they're worried about is self-awareness on a level that is not confined to the intellect. It's experiential. And there are ways to develop that. And as I said, it's not something that can be talked about openly at this point, because we would not be here very long. But that's what we started Planetary Healing Club for. If you get brave and ready for that, and I don't mean coming in ready to destroy other people or things like that, or an antagonistic attitude, that anybody can do that. I'm talking about brave enough to work on yourself and find out that most of what you've been told is fake, even about what you can do with your body, the aging process, because you're really designed to stay in good shape for your entire life here. That's normal. What we call normal aging is not normal. We've been brainwashed with all that junk. And you don't have to be getting sick. You don't have to be, you know, having your joints not work anymore and diabetes and cancer and all this stuff. That's not normal. But that's just the beginning. What really is far more powerful, once you've got that platform of feeling physically good established, is what you can do internally on levels that you are never supposed to find out. But those are the ones that matter the most. And if you want to be more effective in your outer work, you know, whether you're, I don't know, working to stop nuclear power and replace it with clean energy that has been available for more, as I said, more than 100 years, you don't have to stop that kind of physical level, three-dimensional presence and work to make things better in the world. But I'm telling you that if you want to really make that effective, the fighting mentality is not what does it. That's what the rulers want you to stay in. They're not really against that. There's a deeper point of view and consciousness that you can come from that has far more power, and that they can't match it, because one of the rules is anybody with malice can't even understand that. And so they want you asleep until they finish their operations, which are total destruction here. Destruction of all life, and including themselves. And I don't think that's a very good idea. So what I'm suggesting is, let's do what we can. Continue all the great work that you're doing. Watch out for your kids, especially if they're going to a public school, or if you're about to have a kid, or especially if you're going to go to a hospital. Prepare yourself. Learn what they do there. Be ready. Don't get blindsided by it. We've had shows from doctors who have exposed organ donation programs and euthanasia and all this stuff that people would never believe is going on in hospitals. And they just will say that anything like that is a crazy conspiracy theory. It's because the truth is even way beyond that. So become responsible for your own education. Empower yourself. Get your health back. Learn the real laws of healing, and apply them to yourself, and then that's where it begins. Gets exciting after that. So anyway, I've used up our time, and really appreciate your being here. Check out planetaryhealingclub.com if you want to, although be ready, because there's work involved. It's not spectator, and it's all internal, but it's heavy duty work. And otherwise, just pay attention, you know, all week during your life. Use everything as a lesson, because it is. And heal yourself, you'll heal others. And I really appreciate you very much. Hope you're doing okay during the holiday season, when everybody's usually more stressed than ever. Take care of yourself, and look forward to seeing you next time.